Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Brady Johnson. It's Wednesday, February 26. Democratic voters in Rock Island County chose Robert Cervantes as their candidate for mayor of Silvis in unofficial election results last night. In Moline Township, incumbent Supervisor Bonnie Johnson came ahead in the primary, and Candy Weatherington moved out of the primary for the position of Township Clerk. For Township Trustees, Renee Zeitler, Rand Wilson, Stacy Early, and Matthew Hernandez will advance to the consolidated election held on April 1st. Iowa continues to have the second highest rate of new cancer diagnoses in the country. That's according to this year's report from the Iowa Cancer Registry. The report estimates that more than 21,000 Iowans will be diagnosed with the disease this year, and around 6,300 will die from it. Researchers say they're concerned about how recent proposed cuts to federal research funding and staff layoffs by the Trump administration could affect cancer survivorship rates in the state. Richard Deming is the medical director of the Mercy One Cancer Center. He says they have more than 60 clinical trials for cancer currently underway.
Just 2 weeks ago, one of them was closed. It happened to be a clinical trial that was looking at special needs of LGBTQ community. And we were just told it's closed.
According to the report, more than 171,000 Iowans are living with or have previously had cancer. The city of Davenport says a program aimed at providing a more compassionate response during crisis intervention has helped more than 800 people. Roughly a year ago, the city's police department partnered with the Vera French Mental Health Center. Crisis intervention-trained police officers are paired with a mental health professional, and together they co-respond to crisis calls. It's to ensure that individuals experiencing a mental health crisis are assisted through both a public safety lens and a mental health lens. Only 3% of the interactions this past year resulted in an arrest. The city says the program is also focused on connecting individuals with follow-up care and resources. The program is funded by the Eastern Iowa Mental Health and Disabilities Service Region. The Trump administration is withholding tens of millions of dollars in federal funds previously earmarked to deal with the legacy coal mines across Illinois. WBEZ's Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco has more.
Abandoned coal mines pose a safety risk and can leach harmful toxins into the environment. Amanda Pankaw is with the Prairie Rivers Network. She says there are abandoned mine lands in over 60 Illinois counties.
The southern two-thirds of our state have experienced coal mining at some point in the past, and these sites are really spread across the state.
The federal government has frozen approximately $75 million for the remediation effort. It's also cut funding for a similar program to plug abandoned oil and gas wells. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco, WBEZ News.
Jason Gordon announced his candidacy for Davenport's mayor. Gordon spoke to the media from Putnam's balcony yesterday afternoon. Gordon has served on Davenport City Council from 2010 to 2017. The election will be held in November. A bill that would remove Medicaid income and asset limits for Iowans with disabilities who work was passed out of House and Senate subcommittees yesterday with bipartisan support. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sestaric reports.
People with disabilities have been asking lawmakers to remove the Medicaid income limits that keep them from advancing in their careers. If they get a raise, they risk losing coverage for essential services like personal care attendants to get them out of bed in the morning. Sherry Joshua of Waterloo says she'd never be able to afford her medication without government assistance.
I am educated. I want to be part of the community, but I don't want to sacrifice health and wellness to do that. And this bill will give me the ability to at least strive for something beyond living in poverty.
Democratic Representative Josh Turek has pushed for this change. He says it's one of his proudest moments as a lawmaker. The Republican chair of the House Health and Human Services Committee says the cost of the program will be a factor as conversations about the bill continue. I'm Katerina Sestaric, IPR News.
Republicans on a Senate panel advanced a bill yesterday to remove state anti-discrimination protections for transgender Iowans. The bill would remove gender identity as a protected characteristic from the Iowa Civil Rights Act. The Senate hearing came a day after House Republicans advanced the proposal through their Judiciary Committee. Republicans in both chambers are fast-tracking the bill after introducing it last Thursday. Protesters came to the State House again yesterday to oppose the bill, but not nearly as many as the few hundred people who protested on Monday. The bill is expected to get a vote in the Senate Judiciary Committee today, and there's a public hearing on the bill set for Thursday morning. Republican lawmakers could vote on the bill and send it to the governor's desk for her signature as soon as Thursday. You can find more news at WVIK.org. I'm Brady Johnson, WVIK News.